He was already 30 years old when he set out on his ministry. The name Jesus was a common one at the time. People in his remote hometown didn't see him as a great preacher or anything else very special. In fact, they ran him out of town the first time he returned home. To some, he was seen as a prophet. To others, a miracle worker and healer. To the religious establishment of the day, he was a challenge to their authority. Then, as his popularity grew, there was talk of him being the promised Messiah, even the Son of God. He traveled the countryside with 12 main disciples, though others followed close behind. He would preach his truths to one person face to face, or to 5,000 on a hillside. Woven into his teachings, there came more and more talk about his own death, first in shrouded terms, then ever more clearly. For centuries, a prophet who was anybody was bound to end up in the holy city, Jerusalem. The road to Jerusalem drew Jesus like a magnet.
I will drive out demons and heal people today and tomorrow, and on the third day, I will reach my goal. In any case, I must keep going today and tomorrow and the next day, for surely no prophet can die outside Jerusalem. Jesus of Nazareth.